Okay, beginning Simon Kufsadi Ches, the Sugya of Chatzitza. The Gemara tells us on the top of Samach Zayin on the Beis, second line, Armav Yitzchak, the Var Torah Rubo Hamakbid Alav, so it says, Minator, which we'll define in a second. Chatzitza is only on that which is Rov and Makbid. Rubo Ve'eno Makbid Alav, Eno Chotzeitz. The Gazrael Ruba Shaina Makbid Mishim Ruba Makbid, the Gazrael Niyara Makbid Mishim Ruba Makbid. So if you have Rov and Makbid, that's called a Chatzitza Devar Torah. If you have one of those two, that's considered a Chatzitza Mishum Zera. And if you have neither of them, the Gemara says, why don't we go through there as well? The Ligs or Nami on the Yutu Shaina Makbid, Mishim Yutu Makbid. He goof exera va'ananekam enigzer exera l'exera. So if you have a chad l'reyesa, that's only exera. So tarti l'reyesa would be exera l'exera. That far we don't go. So what does it mean, dvar Torah, ruba makbid alav chotzeit? Say, what it said in a vacuum, that means what it says, minatara. Says Rashi, dvar Torah halacha l'moshe misinai. Dvar Torah means meaning there's a level before this, and along comes halacha l'moshe misinai and tells you that ruba hamakbid alav chotzeit. So how do we know that dvar Torah means halacha l'moshe misinai? The Gemara here only gives us half the story. The parallel Gemara in Erevin Dapal, it's Sukkot Avav, that gives more context, because here the Gemara is kind of quoting Reb Yitzchak in a vacuum and doesn't give you the entire picture. So what the Gemara tells you in Erevin Daf Dalet and Sukkah Daf Vav that you don't see explicitly over here is that there are psukim, that there's a level before this halacha l'moshe misinai, and the Gemara derives from the psukim of Rachas es kol b'saro b'mayim that there's a notion of chatzitza min ha-Torah. So there's chatzitza min haTorah, and then there's halacha l'moshe misinai, and then there's gzeira derabbanan. So you have three levels, three layers. So that's what the Gemara tells you here. This may be so. Dvar Torah means halacha l'moshe misinai. We would have said something else min haTorah, and halacha l'moshe misinai tells you rubo umakbid. So what is that I would have said min haTorah? What is halacha l'moshe misinai coming to teach us that I didn't know before? What was the din, ikar din d'oraisa, before the halacha l'moshe misinai comes into play? So that's a machlokas rishonim. Me'iri over here, samach vav ha-mevez, dira maskal afal pi, assumes that if not for the halacha l'moshe misinai, we would have assumed that a chatzitza min haTorah is only kulo. Only if it's on the entire body. Says the Meiri, Shekein Shedvar Torah Ha'amr Kan Peirusha Halachos Sinai, or Hilchas Sinai, Shemina Torah Lo Pasal Elim Kein Bekulo, Bein B'makbid Bein She'eno Makbid. So on an Ikra Din Daraisa level, you would have said that Chatzitza is only a problem if it's on the entire body. If you have a chatzitza b'kulo, that's a chatzitza min haTorah, irrespective of makbid or not. Uba halacha l'rubo imu makbid. And the halacha Moshe Messina comes and tells you, no, not only is there a chatzitza problem if it's kulo, be makbid ain't a makbid, there's also a chatzitza problem if it's rubo ha-makbid. So min haTorah mikra din, you require kulo. Halacha l'moshe misinai tells you rubo umakbid. V'chachamim hosifu al hilchos sinai v'gazru kol sheyesh bo rov guf b'chatzitza af api she'eino makbid kol she'u makbid af api she'hu b'mi'uta. So according to the Meiri, the halacha l'moshe misinai is coming to be machmir. Min haTorah, the only chatzitza possible is if it's al kulo. And the halacha l'moshe misinai comes in is machmir, even if it's on rubo. As long as it's makbid, that's also a chatzitza. And that midrabanan if you have rubo she'ein hamakbid or miyud hamakbid. Yeah.
Prefer the meiri still. If it's kulo, then he would still say it doesn't matter if it's makbid or not.
Doesn't make a difference. Makbid kulo, right? I mean, we'll talk about the svaras behind makbid and kulo rubo. But yeah, if it's kulo, then it doesn't make a difference makbid or not. That's the prime ikar din chatzitza. Halacha Moshe Sinai adds rubo hamakbid and zayir d'rabbanan rubo apavishein hamakbid and miuto hamakbid. Okay, that's the Miri. Tosa Rush in Sukkah, Daf Vav Amadez, quotes, obviously not quoting the Miri, but he quotes a perush basically equivalent to what we have in the Miri. Says he doesn't think that the flow of the Gemara in Erevin is Masha that way. And he thinks that the Lacha Moshe Messina is coming to be Mako. How does that work? That without the Lacha Moshe Messina on an Iker Din level, we would have said that a Chatzitza is even a problem by Niyut She'eno Makbid. In the other direction, as we would have said that Minatora Chatzitza is broad, it even includes a Niyut She'eno Makbid. And along comes the Lacha Moshe Messina, he says, no, that we're only concerned about a Chatzitza if it's Rov HaMakbid. Where do we have such a notion of Halacha Moshe Messina coming to be Mako? The Tosafot Rosh says that's like Halacha Moshe Messina of Defano Sukkah, that the Halacha Moshe Messina comes to be Mako, Hashlisha Safilu Tafa, that without the Halacha Moshe Messina, you would have assumed that the third dofen of a Sukkah needs to be a complete dofen. And the Halacha Moshe Messina comes and knocks it down and says that even a more minimal dofen Shlishi is sufficient. So that's the model for Halacha Moshe Messina that comes to be Mako. That's what the Tosafot Rosh assumes, that Min HaTorah, we would have assumed the worst. We would have been makbid that a chatzitza is a problem, even if it's a miyut she'eino makbid. Along comes Halacha Moshe Messina says, no, it's only a problem if it is rov hamakbid. And then the Gzeira, we kind of meet halfway between what would have been the Ikar HaDin Din Torah and the Halacha Moshe Messinai, and say we're makbid mishum gzeira on rov afabishena makbid and on miut hamakbid. So minakatsa lakatsa, the Meiri thinks that minatari would have said everything's nothing's a chatzitza unless it's mamish kula, which is hard to imagine. And the Halacha Moshe Messinai comes along to be mafmir. According to the Tosafot Rosh, we would have assumed that everything's a chatzitza. Even a miyut she'eino makbid is a chatzitza min haTorah. And along comes Halacha Moshe Messinai to be Mako. Okay, so svaras we'll come back to shortly. Back to our Gemara, Rashi then says, Rubo, that Dvar Torah, Rubo hamakbid alav ischo. It says, what does Rov mean? The Rashi says, Rov sta'aro kashur achas achas. Rov of the hair, if the hair is tied into knots, that creates a chatzitza. So Rov of the hair is a problematic chatzitza. That's what the Gemara means. That's the intention of a Yitzchak, of Rubo hamakbid. So Rashi is only addressing the hair. What's the din? The basar, what's the din of a chatzitza in the rest of the body? Rashi is mefarish, the Meir of Yitzchak, only going on Seyar. So that's at least three possibilities in Rishonim. What does Rashi hold about chatzitza bebasar? And what's the relationship between chatzitza beseyar and chatzitza bebasar? Tosus in Erevin, Daftal Adam Beis. Dvar Torah Ruba Umakbid Olav Chotzeitz. Perish Bekuntris Bisa'aro. Rove again is going on Seyar. And Rashi says the same thing in Erevin here. Rove Sa'aro Shem Yesh Badabra Chotzeitz Kigon Dam Yavesh Vidyo Vitit Yavesh Visefis Yavesh Oshikasha Ruba Akasaka. So our Rashi only gave one example. Rashi and Erevin gives multiple examples of what would constitute a chatzitza b'seyar harosh, but regardless, Rashi is consistently saying Rove is going on Seir. So it says Tosfos, it's Perish Bekuntis Bisaro, Mashma, Aval Bisaro, Afilu Miuto She'eno Makbid Choses. So Tosfos understands in Rashi that the qualification that Mihalachal Meshemisini, it's only a Rove Hamakbid, that's limited to Seir. But a Chatzisa Al Bisaro would be a problem even if it's a Miut She'eno Makbid. That is May Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Potentially.
That fits more with the post Russian triple. Yeah, that means the rice. Halacha Moshe Mitzinai is never stated by Go.
The Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, right, was never stated. The whole discussion is only by Sayar. But Al Bisaro, then everything could be a problem. I'm sorry?
So isn't that Min HaTorah not Melech Moshe Sinai?
Okay, fine. Yes, correct. Right. So we would say, right. So the Tosis, correct. Tosis is saying essentially like the Tosa Rosh, at least in Rashi, right? That the Melech Moshe Sinai is only addressing Seyar. And therefore, if Basar is not addressed by Lachem Moshe Mitzinai, so the baseline would have been Min HaTorah, that a Chatzitz applies even by Mita Makbid, correct. Right. Min HaTorah, not a Lachem Moshe Mitzinai, correct. And then Tosas asks Kashis on his understanding of Rashi, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Ches, the Barish and Iskaira. There it seems clear that that a chatzitza and a miyut would not be a problem, Al Bisaro. Fine. Now, Tosis in Sukkah also has the same thing with a slight shinui. Yeshua picks up on in Sukkah. So Tosis in Sukkah begins Vav Mideis Dibur Maskel Dvar Torah Ruba Makbid Al Chotzeitz Yesh Mefarshim. So Pnei Yeshua picks up on the fact that the Tosfos in Sukkah quotes this as a Yesh Mefarshim and not a Pirish Bekuntris. So maybe it sounds like he didn't understand Rashi that way, but he's quoting this as a Yesh Mefarshim. But at least the Tosfos in Erevin is attributing this to Rashi. He understands in Rashi that the whole discussion here, the main of Yitzchak Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, is only relevant for Seyar. When it comes to Basar, we revert to what would have been Ikar Adin, according to the Tosa Rosh we saw, that even a Niyat She'ena Makbid is a problem Min HaTorah. Halacha Moshe Mitzinai only modifies Seyar, doesn't modify Basar. And therefore, even Lalacha Min HaTorah, Niyat She'ena Makbid Al Basara is a problem of Chatzitza. Now, in Svara, what would the basis be to say that a chatzitza al bisara is more chamer than a chatzitza al haseyar? I mean, what emerges, according to Tosa and Dizani Rashi, is that chatzitza al basara is far more chamer. So why should that be? Then the Sefer Shari Tfila, we have previously quoted the Shari Tara of Rabbi Chaim Lechel Shtern, of Shlomo Zalman's nephew. He has two volumes on Hilchos Nida. The Shari Tfilis is volume on Hilchos Tfilah and Chatzitza. I don't think we've quoted it yet. So in the Shari Tfilah, Simon Tezayin, he quotes a tshuva of Maria Cohen, who was a descendant of the Shach, who points out in this context that just as we find when it comes to Big Day Kahuna, that the Big Day Kahuna have to be Al Bisar HaKohen, to the extent that the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf is mistapek, what's the din if there is air or there's a ruach that separates between the Big Day Kahuna and the flesh of the Kohen? Does that potentially constitute a chatzitza? Is that possibly absol? So when it comes to big lekuna, it has to be al b'saro mamish. So maybe the same thing is true by tefila. When it comes to tefila, you require berachat as kol b'saro b'mayim. So all the basar has to touch mayim directly. And therefore, even if something's ain't a makbid, but lemaisa b'mitzias, if there's a katsitsa of any size, even if you're not makbid, your basar is not touching the water. So that could be a chisaron of rechas, it's called the saroba mayim, even if independent of any kpeda and independent of size. I sayar. So the whole requirement for tefillah b'sayar anyway, we learn from S, hatafel l'b'saro. So without that drasha of S, I wouldn't have known that the chiyuv of tefillah applies to sayar to begin with. So maybe the standard of tzitzitza for sayar is different than the standard for basar. By basar, that pasuk is beferish, you require a full tefillah. So then maybe the standards for tzitzitza there by basar are different than the standards for sayar, which is only learned out from a riboy hakra. So take it or leave it, but either way, that's how Tosfos understood Rashi, that the whole halacha Moshe Messina, the whole name of Yitzchak, is only relevant to Sayar. And therefore, when it comes to Basar, even a miyut she'ena makbid min haTorah, it comes to the chatzitza. Gabe.
Could it be as far as like, your hair is like more of a davar chitzoni? It's not as much part of you. Like, you, it grows, you cut it off, and it goes off. It's not like my nose. My nose is over there.
Well, that's part of what's behind the Esatafa Lebzara. I mean, it's not something that is not included in the body itself. It's something that's somewhat external. That's why you need a separate reboot to be Marvin Sayer. So that could be some of what's behind the need for that reboot.
Sorry, what exactly was the character addressing?
Why would you say that the standards for Chatzitza or Basa are more chomer than the standards of Chatzitza for Sayer?
Within Tosa's understanding of Rashi.
Yeah.
But didn't we say that if we say that he understands Rashi, that, like, as like the Tosfos of Rashi, that Chatzitza in the Torah is even the Yishan and Matzah, mm-hmm. by Loch Mishra Sinai, you don't believe that it's not, then you say that it's not more common.
It is more common. In practice, it's more common. The Loch Mishra Sinai only knocked down the Din by Sayer, not the Din by Basar.
From that, I mean, why does Loch Mishra Sinai?
Okay. So that's approach one in Rashi. Tosfos read, Eirvin Daftalit Amabez, Tvar Torah Rubo Makbid Al Chotzeitz, Perush, kal hu aseyar min abasar, shabasar b'kol shehu umakbid alav chotzeitz. When it comes to basar, it's a chatzitza b'kol shehu only if you're makbid. V'aseyar eino chotzeitz ad shiyehe rubo umakbid alav. According to the Tosfos Rid, Basar is going to be Chotzeit B'kol Shehu Makbid, but not if it's Eino Makbid. Tosfos understood in Rashi that according to Rashi, Basar will be Chotzeit even B'miyut She'eino Makbid. And the Tosfos Rid says only miut hamakbid, right? So trying to figure out, according to Rashi, what's the din by basar? He's only addressing sayer. The Rid says by basar, it's only chotzeit b'miut if it's makbid, not miut she'eino makbid. And the Rav Stern points out in Siman Tesai Nosei in his Shari Tfila that this is mefurash in some of the other Rishonim based midrash of Sharashi. Sefer Pardei, Sefer Ora, that are Miuchas Tarashi, so there it's Beferush, that is a din when it comes to Basar, that Miyad only if Makbid is going to be Chotzeitz. And that's the Or Zeruah as well, quoting Rashi, Or Zeruah, Shin Samech Gimel. Quotes Rashi that way as well, that by chasisa bebasar, it's only a problem if it's a miyot hamakid. Chasim sofer, Simon Kufsadi Gimel, Yerodeo Kufsadi Gimel, understands Rashi this way, and he thinks that you have to be choshesh for this lahalacha. Even though, as we'll see, this is not how the din is presented in Shulchan Aruch, but the Chasim Sofer thinks that because it's a suffik deraisa, and he understood Rashi like this Tosafot approach, that a chasitza bibasar b'miyot ha-makbid is a problem. The Chasim Sofer thinks that lahalacha, you have to be choshesh mishum sveika deraisa, that a chasitza al bisara is chotzeis even b'miyot. Even the miyot hamakbid min ha-Torah. You can't call that a suffik, a suffik derabanan. Right? Meaning, as we'll see, so this, if you don't learn like Rashi and you understand like the Rav Rishonim that Rabbi Yitzchak's name applies equally to Seyar and to Basar, or that we view Seyar and Basar, or we calculate Rav based on the entire body, well inclusive, so then it's a Gzeir Rabbanan on Niyud HaMakbid. But the Chazan Sofer thinks you have to be Choshe Shirashi that Niyud HaMakbid is actually a Din Doraisa. So whatever kulas you may employ otherwise on a chasitza derabanan, Chazan Sofer says you can't do that when it comes to a chasitza al besara b'miyot hamakbid. Okay, Ritva Eirvin daftalad amaveiz dibra maskel pi istrich. As a totally different understanding of Rashi. He quotes Tosa's understanding of Rashi, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, Aval nira, just to understand Rashi, not lalacha, Aval nira, shelo niskavin Rashi zal lakach. So Rashi didn't mean what Tosa ascribes to Rashi. El ashbi inan, dibisa'aro bilvad, misharin birov umiyat. The ain sarach lishar, birov aguf, ve'aseyar, so there's one thing. So Rashi's coming to take a stand here on a different issue. Rashi's not saying that the calculus of Rov and Makbid are any different for Seyar than for Basar. Rashi's taking a stand on Machlokes, Gaonim Rambam, we'll see in a minute, as to whether you calculate, when you're calculating Rov, do we look at the entire body, all inclusive of the hair? Or do we look at the hair as a separate unit, such that if you have a chatzitza and rove the hair, that's considered to be a chatzitza deruba? So the Ritva says, Rashi's taking a stand, and Rashi's telling you that when we calculate rove on the seyar, we look at the seyar as a complete unit. And even if So if you have a chatzitza al rov haseyar, even if it's miyot haguf, that is the din of a chatzitza al rubo. That's the machlokes Gaonim and the Rambam, Perik Bey, Salacha Tesvav and Mikvos. The Rambam writes, Shtei sa'aros o yeser shahayu kishurin ka'achas kesher echad, einan chosis in the nesha mayim ban, lehen, Usara achas chenikshara kotzetzet v'hushi yamakbid aleha. That's based on Mishnah Mikvos, that if you have two hairs tied to each other, that air can get through. That's not a chatzitza. One hair tied in itself is a chatzitza, if you're makbid. Aval eina makbid aleha also lo tefila atchiti arov sa'aro kasher nima v'fnei atmo teza hora gaonim. The gaonim say that we calculate rov based on the hair as a separate unit. And the Rambam argues, Ve'erali, Shesa'aro, Shal Adam, Kegufo, Huchashiv, Linyan Tfila, Ve'eno Kegufo, Vnei Atzmo, Kedesh, Enom, Aro, Vaseyar. Al Alpha Pisha Kol Sayer Rosha Kasha Nima Nima, and Mayna Makrit Alav Asala Tvila, Alam Kain Nifsari Fluch Sotseif Acher Al Gufo. The Rambam says that we look at the Sayer as part of the entire body. There's no separate calculus for a Chatzisa Al Sayer, and therefore, even if you have a Chatzisa Al Rove of your hair, if that's a Miyut of the entire body, including the hair, that is a din of a Chatzisa on Miyut and not a Chatzisa on Rove. So the Ritva saying that when Rashi tells you Sayar, Rashi is coming to take a stance of this Machlokes, Gaonim, and Rambam, if you will, Gaonim and everyone else. And Rashi is subscribing to the position of the Gaonim that we view the hair as a separate entity for purposes of calculating Chatzitza. But Rashi never meant to say that a Chatzitza al-Bisara has any different status as far as Rov and Makbid than a Chatzitza al-Zara. That's how the Rizva understands Rashi. There's a Briska Rav in the Rambam that explains Machlokas Gadim Rashi and Rambam in terms of the parameters of B'S Mayim. You can take a look if you're interested, but not our topic for now. Parenthetically, there's a Meiri, has a fascinating suggestion that he also quotes. He quotes from Gaonim. Meiri is an Erev in the Talmud and Beis. And when I've heard Rav Schechter quote this Meiri, at least at times, get the impression that he thinks that maybe you should be choshish for this Meiri. The Meiri quotes in the Gaonim. Kosva Gaonim, Nimne Shehe Mefarshim, Ro Sa'aro. So that's the sheet that's gone we just saw in the Rambam. The Chain Bishar Mekomos Ro Ve'Aver. And that doesn't only apply to Sayar as a separate entity, but applies to any limb in the body. That if you have Ro that's Chotzeis in a given Aver, that is the din of a Chatzitz al Rubar. So I don't think this sheet appears anywhere else. Meiri Kosis from Gaonim, that it's not a Sayar limited halacha, but this notion of looking at Sayar as a separate entity for purposes of calculating Rove applies to any other Aver on the body as well. Mechaber Kusariches if hey. Shtei Sa'aros O Yoser Shayuk Shurim Ke'echad Kesher Echad Einam Chotzisin. Sara Achas Shenikshara Chotzetzes V'hu Shetei Makedas Aleha Al Einam Makedas Aleha Al Salatvila Ashi Hei Rov Sa'ara Kasher Nima Nima Bifnei Asva. So the Mechaber sounds like he's basketing like the Gaonim. Excuse me, that for purposes of Chatzitza, we look at the Sayar as an independent entity. And if you have a Chatzitza that's Rove of your hair, even if it's a meat of the entire body, that has a din of Chatzitza al Ruba. And Beis Yosef, in his presentation, presents that this is the position of Rove Rishonim, like the Gaonim, even though in the Ketzer Mishnah he writes that there's no Achreya. But the Chachma Sadim says, maybe at least you have a Sfek Sveka. Chachma Sadim, Paul Kufiyotes, I'll say that maybe you could be Mitzaref for the Rambam to a Sfek Sveka where there's a Sorech to be Mekel. And Ravadi is a big proponent of Sfek Svekas and Psak. Thinks that's definitely the case, that many Rishonim do all like the Rambam, and you could fit it into a Svek Sveka. But Sakhan Shulchan Aruch is that we view the Sayar as a separate entity, like the Shita Sagona. Yeah.
Which Sif was it again?
In the Chachmas
Adam?
Sif Hei. Kuf Sarichah Sif Hei.
What's the Svek Sveka?
Svek Sveka is maybe we paskin. He says, Safek we passing like the Rambam, and even if we passing like the Gaonim, then he says there's another Safek that maybe we count all the hair in the body as Seir, not just a Seir Rosh. So if it's a robe of the hair on the head, but a mid of the hair in the body, so that would be a second Safek. So you can be sorry if she does a Rambam to a sex fake.
Something around the body, you mean like leg hair?
Like all hair in all parts of the body. So if you have a situation where it's a robe of the hair on the head, but near to the hair on the body, so the Chachma Sadhana says you can be mitzarei if the Shita Sarambam to the, of course, the Prisha is paskening that hair means all the hair on the body and create a sex fake of the bull. Yeah.
Does anyone discuss hair and different parts of the body? Think of each collection of hair being its own separate unit in that domain?
So if you assume, I think the psaka mikubal is that the Gaonim only applies to hair on the head, not hair on the rest of the body. The Prisha is the one, the Chachma Sadhana quotes, as saying we look at all the hair on the body together. But short of that, if the Gaonim only, leaving aside the Meiri, if the Gaonim only applies to Seir Rosh, so then there's no separate halacha for Seir and other parts of the body. So that's the Psak of the Kabbalah, if you will. Okay. Take a look at the Gra in Sifkat and Yud. That's on the Mechaber Sifhei. He quotes Rashi, because Tos has been called again Rashi. He says, "Bikol makom bazem modim rov haposkim l'Rashi, the rov seyar bulchud chotzeis." It sounds like he's presenting Rashi as saying that there's no problem with chatzitza al basar at all. And not like anything we've seen till now, that the whole halacha of Moshe Sinai is on Seyar. And the basara, so maybe means like the position of Tosos, that the position of the Meiri that we started with, that without the Lacha Moshe Mishinai, I would have said that the only chatzitza that exists is Al Kula. The Lacha Moshe Mishinai comes to be Machmir. So if the Lacha Moshe Mishinai only applies to Seyar, that means by Basar, the only chatzitza remains if it's Al Kulo, which doesn't really exist. Maybe that's what he means, that according to Rashi, Rov Seir Bilchut Chotzeis, but Al Basaro, even if it's a Rov, it's not going to be Chotzeis. That anything short of Kulo isn't going to be Chotzeis, because we go back to the Ikar Adin, which Al Basaro was never modified by Halacha Moshe Mishinai, and therefore the only Chotzeis Al Basaro that would be a problem would be Al Kulo. So the Gaon is a little bit sussum, but maybe... maybe that's what he means.
We've only been
dealing with Rashi.
Right. When the graph puts Tosus as fully, we don't know what that is. Unless we've seen Tosus.
Unless you've seen Tosus. Right. Well, I guess I could spoil it for you.
No. I just want to make sure that...
Not that suspenseful. But yes, my interest so far is just understanding Rashi.
Yeah.
So just to recap, the question was, Rashi here tells you that Rove is going on Seir. So what does Rashi hold about basar? The Tosfos, at least in one place, at least in Erev, maybe Sukkah as well, understood in Rashi that when it comes to the sorrow, even a miyad she'eno makbid is going to be chotzeitz. We saw the position of Tosfos Rid and other Rishonim based Midrash Sharashi that according to Rashi, miyad hamakbid is going to be chotzeitz min haTorah al basara. We saw the chotzeitz over is chotzeitz for that lahalacha that we consider that to be a chotzeitza min haTorah. We saw the approach of the Ritva that according to Rashi doesn't distinguish between Seir and Basar at all as far as the Dinim of Rov. Rashi's only highlighting Seir to tell you that he's going like the Shita Sagaonim, that we view Seir as a distinct entity and we don't include it together with Basar in calculating Rov. And then we finally saw this half a line on the Gaon that sounds like he understood in Rashi, when it comes to Basar, there's no Chatzitza at all, short of maybe Al Kula. Yeah.
This is also just minotaur, right? Not about midirban by basar.
What is?
This particular basar.
Well, minotaur, and then in practice, meaning the whole Gemara is only talking about al seyar. So then, when it comes to basar, there's no further modification.
So according to Rashi, no midirban either.
According to the way we're reading this, these four words in the go, and if that's what he means, and yeah.
Because when Rashi explains, well, this is all based on Rashi's comment by Halacha Moshe Sinai.
Right.
He says, Rubo means by Seir.
Right.
Does that mean that Rashi doesn't know that there's a Chatzitza on him by Basar?
There's no evidence that there is because the Gemara is only working off the Halacha Moshe Sinai. There's Halacha Moshe Sinai and then the Gzeira. If there's no Halacha Moshe Sinai, there's no Gzeira. So all you have is the Ikra Din Deraisa. Okay. Okay, but according to Tosfos and Rav Rishonim that don't have Rashi's line about Seyar, then the Gemara is talking equally about the Basara, and there's no difference in terms of the requirements of Rav and Makbid when it comes to Basar versus when it comes to Seyar. Why is it that there's a distinction between Makbid and Eino Makbid? Why is it that Min haTorah or Mi Halacha Moshe Misinei even, Eino Makbid is not going to be Chotzeitz? Rashi writes in Sukkah, Vav Amid Beis, a machad alav. Right, this is going on the halacha of Shemitzinai / Dvar Torah. That Ruba Makilav Chotzit, She'eda Makilav Eino Chotzit. So why is it that on that halacha of Shemitzinai level, before any Xeros, Eino Makilav does not Chotzit, even if it's all Rubo? Says Rashi, Havalei Kigufei, that it's considered to be part of the body. Ho'il V'ein Sofo Litlo, because you're not going to remove it. Since it's Eino Makilav, you don't care that it's there, so you're not inclined to remove it. You have no inyan to remove it. Ubatu lagabe, and therefore it's batel to the body, velo chayitz. Right, so it sounds like the kepeda, the significance of kepeda, is whether it's something that you're going to remove. If it's something that you're not going to remove, that's a makbid alav, and then it's considered batel to the body, and not chotzeitz. Similar lashon in the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Yudbeis. V'hu sheyakbid alav v'rotza lahaviro. That chotzeitz is something you're makbid on, v'rotza lahaviro, and you want to remove it. That's the expression of your kpeda. Kpeda means you want to remove it. And the lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel in Sukkah as well. The he quotes the Mishnah Mikvos. The Magi here points out that it sounds like he had a different girsa than the Mishnah Mikvos than we have. But he quotes the Mishnah Mikvos Paragud as kol hamakbid alav lahasiro chotzeis. The kepeda is reflected by whether you want to remove it. We don't have that word lasiro in our Mishnah, but it sounds like the Rebbeinu Chananel had the word lasiro in his Mishnah because he's quoting Mishnah Mikvos. So that Rashi, the Rambam, the Rebbeinu Chananel all sound like kepeda is dependent on your interest or your inclination to remove it. If you're not so inclined to remove it, then it is a batel to the body and not chotzeitz. Rashi in Eirvin says something slightly different. Dira maskel rubo. Sorry, dira maskel. Umakudalav. Shem nitzta'er alich lotzeh shebarosha. Rashi is not focusing on whether you're going to remove it. Rashi says that it's bothering you, that you're mitzta'er from this dirt on your head. That's what kepeda means. Vishayna makudalav havi kegufo. And if it's ena makbid, meaning by the inverse, you're not bothered by this lichluch on your rosh, then it's not chotzeitz. So there, the emphasis isn't so much on whether you're going to remove it or not, but whether it creates some discomfort. And the Mereshes Moshe points out in Siman Kuf Yuches that there's a mashmos like this in the Rambam also. We quoted a minute ago the Rambam's lashon of Behusha Yakbid Allah Verotza Lahadiro. So there is something the emphasis is on why don't you remove it? But then the next line of the Rambam is Avalim Eino Makbid Allah below Sam also Alev. If you're not Makbid and it doesn't bother you, it's not in your consciousness, then eino chotzeitz. There might be different mashmaos in the Rambam, whether the emphasis is on Rosa Laviro, the emphasis is on Samoso Hal Lake. But either way, what Rashi's saying is that where you're not makbid, either you're not makbid that you don't care to remove it, or it's not bothering you, then it's considered to be batel to the guf, or in Rashi's context, batel to the seyar. That's why niyot she'eino makbid. Sorry, that's why Rosh Eino Makbid is not a chatzitza. Even though it's Rov, but if you're Eino Makbid Laviro, or you're not mitzar from it, then that's not a chatzitza on the halacha Moshe B'Sinai level until we're gozer on Rubo Shayna Makbid Atu Makbid. Yeah? No? Why not?
No.
Yes. Okay. Good.
This is not everybody's
bad. Okay. Fine. So Rashi doesn't explain why a Niyot HaMakbid is not chotzeitz. But Rashi is explaining Rov she'eino makbid, Rashi says, isn't chotzeitz because it's batel to the guf. Lo chash laviro. But Rashi doesn't explain the corollary of why niyot HaMakbid, I'm sorry. The right term I love when she was right, Rashi doesn't explain the corollary of why niyot hamakbid is not chotzeitz on the halacha Moshe M'sinai level. Right, on the halacha Moshe M'sinai level, it's only chotzeitz if it's rov and makbid. But if you have a chad l'reisa, it's not chotzeitz. So Rashi is explaining what are the chad l'reisa. It's explaining rov she'eino makbid, but he doesn't explain niyot hamakbid. Yeah.
We could ask for something that's more obvious, since it's a miyot, so it's about a rov.
It's obvious that since it's a miyot,
by rov she'eino makbid, you have to be knowledgeable by the fact that eino makbid is a different.
Okay.
But maybe by a miyot, since it's a miyot anyway.
And that's obvious. But I think you're saying what the Sidri Tara says. I don't think it says it exactly that way. The Sidri Tara in Sifkat and Kaf Gimel quotes a Chuvas Zichron Yosef, Yoridea Simon Yud. the question is Zichron Yosef that on a halacha Moshe Mitzvah level, or we call a Dvar Torah level, Rubo She'ena Makbid and Mia Tamakbid are essentially based on the same Svara. That in both situations, the Chatzitza is considered to be part of the Basar, and therefore it's considered to be that you have a proper B'yas Mayim. Both, if it's a situation where you have a Rov She'eino Makbid, the fact that it's Eino Makbid means that it's Batel to the Basar. And if you have a Niyad HaMakbid, but Lamaitza, because it's a Niyad, even though you're Makbid, it's Batel just the same. So I think that's what Gabe was saying. So he says that essentially, both on a Dvar Torah / Halacha Moshe Mitzvah level, Mia Shein HaMakbid, Mia HaMakbid and Rov Shein HaMakbid are not a Chatzitza due to the same fundamental Yisod. Chathin Ish says a little bit differently. Chathin Ish in Simon Sadi Hey Oskimol says that the reason that on a halacha Moshe Mitzvah level, Nir HaMakbid isn't Chotzeitz, isn't that we view the Chatzitza as Batel to the Guf. Meaning, for the way the Siddur Torah presents in Zichron Yosef is that if it's a Miut, so then, irrespective of Kepeda, we view that miut as batal. The Chazanish says it's not that you have to view the miut as batal, it's that as long as rove of the body is nogeya, rove besar is nogeya b'mayim, then that's sufficient. The requirement of bias mayim, b'kulo, doesn't have to be kula mamish, it's sufficient to have bias mayim, b'rubo, on a and a maker in the rights of Lacham Moshe Mitzvah level, meaning it's enough to have the rove of guf. It's enough to have that rove of guf is nogeya b'mayim.
So it really
is some kind of a rubo kakula.
So it really is chotzeitz.
So it really, in theory, it's chotzeitz, but there's some kind of rubo kukula halacha that we only need rove to have proper bias mayim.
That's
on a local
motion
scene level. That's right, on a pre-xera level. There's a piece in the Stipler that kind of presents an afkamina here. Stipler is in Taros Simen and Chesos base. He says, the Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Zayin, that if you're going to insert your lulav into the Hoshana, then maybe some of the leaves will get dislodged and you'll have a problem with chatzitza. Min v'mino chotzex. To ask the Stipler, why is that a problem? Isn't that definitely Eino Makbid? Not talking about where it's Rove. So if it's a Mia Eino Makbid, why is that a problem? Says the stifler, near the Neostaiti, Lo Namer, Klal Zed, Eino Makbid, Eino Chotzeids, Alabidavishu Mechuber Laguf. That principle that Eino Makbid is not Chotzeids, so Mish Eino Makbid isn't Chotzeids, that's only talking about something that's Mechuber Laguf. If you have something that's mechubar, but it's a chatzitza, then we talk in terms of makbid or ena makbid. Then ena makbid is not chotzeitz. Yisoda tam bezehu, lefita kishe ena makbid, nasa tafel gufa. If it's ena makbid, it becomes tafel. Uku gufa nechsha, that's considered part of the guf. So something's connected to the body, but otherwise it's a chatzitza, you have a scab. So if it's eino makbid, that becomes tafel to the guf, it's considered part of the guf. Aval b'darish eino b'chubar b'klal. You go and hani tarfi shebasach eged olulav. So you have the leaves of the lulav or the adasim that get disconnected. So it's not m'chubar at all anymore. Then you can't say that it's considered tafel. It's considered part of the guf halul of ohadas or rava. That's going to be a chatzitza, even if it's eino makbid. He writes, a chacham echad showed him the sefer gulios ilios. He writes that the hatter of miyat she'eino makbid is only by something that's mudbak, or is considered to be tafel. If it's connected to the body, becomes part of the body, then you could talk about eino makbid, because then you could say it's batel. But if it's not connected, then even if it's eino makbid, you can't say it's batel. That's all true if the reason for Eina Makbid is based on Batal. If the reason for Eina Makbid is based on Rov, Ruba Kukulo, there shouldn't make a difference if it's connected to the body or not connected to the body. As long as you have Rov of the body that has a proper Bias Mayim, then that would be sufficient. Okay. Now look back at the beginning of Mechaber writes, "Tzricha shetipo kol gufa b'pam achas lefikach darach shelo yiel lehashem davar chotzeit apil koshim im darach bnei adam lefam lehakbid alav chotzeit afilim einam akpedus alav ata afilim einam akpedus alav leolam." So we'll get to that later. How do we define pedus? Is it based on the individual, based on rove people? So if you have a miyad makbid or a rove afilu eina makbid, that's a katitza. That's the gzeira that we saw in our Gemara. Says Rama, ulechachila. Lo tipol afilu b'dvarim she'enam chotzitzin. They ra'ot b'dvarim chotzitzin. So even a miyot she'enam makbid, l'chatchila you shouldn't be tovel. I didn't the Gemara say we're not gozer and such things? Gemara asked, why are we gozer on a miyot she'enam makbid? The Gemara said, that would be gzeira l'gzeira. It says the tasif katan dalid. Yeah, that's on the level of gzeira. The Rama is telling you a din l'chachila. So there's no formal gzeira l'gzeira, but you can still have a minhag to l'chachila avoid even a miyut she'eino makbid. Where does this come from? So the parenthetical reference to the Rama quotes a hagos sharei dura. Rav Avadya observes, Chela Gimel Taras Abayis, page Vav, quoting from the Tshuva Zvera MS, that if you look at the Agosha Ridura inside, the Agosha Ridura is talking about something a little bit different. The Agosha Ridura says that if something's Eino Mehudak, if something is loose, you have a loose ring where the water can get under the ring and around your fingers. So technically speaking, that's not a chatzitza. But Shari Duva says you should be makbid on Eina Mehudak Atu Mehudak. But the Shari Duva never said you should be makbid on Mia She'ena Makbid Atu Mira Makbid or Ro She'ena Makbid. The Ravadia thinks that this Haggah of the Ramah really belongs at the end of Sif Beis. And there, the Ramah talks about a Davar HaMuhudak. That's something that's not Muhudak isn't Chotzeis. So that's where the Ramah meant to say that you should be Makbid even in something that technically speaking is not a Chatzitza, if it's Muhudak. If it's Eina Mehudak, because then it should be goes or Eina Mehudak got to Mehudak. But the Ramah never meant to say his ago over here that you should be Makbid even on a Miut She'ena Makbid. It says Rabbi Morgenstern, Perakuf Dalit Ha'arizayin. No. What the Ramah learned from the Shari Dura is the notion of being super machmir when it comes to chatzitzas. Yeah, the Shari Dura is talking about one context, but the Ramah extrapolated from that, then it makes sense to be machmir even on something that's not chotzei tmikar adin, mishum chumrah. And even if the Ramah's citation of the Shari Dura and that count is imprecise, but there are other Rishonim that are clearer, that there's such a notion of being machmir even on things that are not chotzeitz ledina. Sefer Truma Simen Kuf Dalid. Sefer Truma Simen Kuf Dalid is a lashon. Regilus hu lahasir akol. Minig is, the norm is to remove anything that could be a davar chotzeitz prior to tvila. Meiri samach vavah mebeiz dibur maskal afal pi. So even if that wasn't the Kavanah Shari Dura, at least you have a Sefer Truma, you have a Meiri that has such formulations of being machmer even on things that are not chotzitzim midina. However, the Aruch HaShulchan notes in Sif Tes that at the end of the day, the Ramah is a Chumra, and therefore in situations of Tzorach, situations where there are medical needs, so there are grounds to be Mekel, and we'll talk about applications of this as we go through the siman. And Rabbi Morgenstern says along these lines that also things that we may encounter as we move on, if you have a woman that is not prepared to remove every chatzitza that is mimin haga and only prepared to remove chatzitza that are mikra din, and otherwise she's not going to go to the mikvah, then there are grounds to allow her to go to the mikvah, even if she hasn't fulfilled this minug of the Ramah. On the flip side, you should just note the last paragraph in the Ramban in Hilchos Nida, Perek Tes Os Kafein, with this will close. Midine Chatzitza Lo tov hayos adam machmir yoser midai umechapes achar aspekos lisol tvilasa bedavar ka. That you shouldn't have the orientation of being super machmir and looking for reasons to pass the tvila. He imkain ein ledavar sof. Ela achar shachaf ufarosha visarka b'masreik v'chafifa v'ratza kol gufa v'chamin v'nizara levolti tiga v'shim davar chotzeis v'tasa tvilasa b'pshitus Eva Rev, the Kogufa, Lo Yachnis, other Moshe, the Svekos, Achamuros, Asher Elam, Kate, the Sof. You go to Atzme, Nebioser, Karsus, and Sabiosis, we'll see. Himiyuchal, Ahavkin, Bain Atzma, Bioser, Ubain Lo Atzma, Bioser. So the Ramban saying, on a post facto level, that you shouldn't second guess yourself. If he doesn't mean, at least his context isn't, what kinds of chatzitza you should be choshish for the chachila before going to the mikvah. He's saying that if you follow all the rules and regulations of preparing for a tefillah, then you shouldn't be nervous afterwards and second guess yourself and think that maybe you had a chatzitza that you didn't realize, or maybe something happened, you didn't do proper tefillah. If you do all the proper achanos, then there's no need to second guess yourself after the tefillah. That's his context, but at least to know at the beginning of the paragraph, the line that lo tov hayos adam machmir yosim idayim mechapit achar sveikos lisol tefillas of davar kav. Again, the context is post facto. We should note that as part of this discussion. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Yeah, Usher.
Is there anyone who's married to the Ramah in the event, like if a woman was saying that her wind or something? That she's not married.
Yeah, so we're always backward for the. We'll discuss the difference between Lansay Sabaila, low Lansay Sabaila. But yeah, we would go, if a woman had, definitely if low Lansay Sabaila, we typically would tell a woman to go to the mikvah again. Even if the davar chotzes was something that the ikur isn't chotzes.
You know, just like with Bakhtila.
Right. So once it's Lansay Sabaila, so that becomes more complicated. We'll talk about some of those details as we go on.
And for Sfarim also.
I'm sorry?
For Sfarim also.
Sfarim or Makud also.
Why?
Because that's an appropriate.
It's only mentioned in the Ramah.
It's only mentioned the Ramah. But I think Sfarim are. Meaning, I don't think anyone will chachila go into the mikvah with a chatzitza. Meaning, there are maybe more grounds to be makel post facto. Okay. So Wednesday.